Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and praise the Lord Jesus. Welcome to our platform. I am Apostle Dr. Alfreda Bradford of the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, and we are excited to have you with us on today. We are celebrating 13 years as a virtual media ministry, and we meet live 7 days a week, Monday through Saturdays at 6 a.m. and Sundays at 12 noon. All of our services are archived at blogtalkradio.com/kingdom leadership. We also have a powerful prayer altar. It is so powerful, we call it the Power Line. Here we will pray with you, pray for you, or maybe you just want to be around some people who know how to pray. The telephone number is 385-799-9729. We meet Monday through Fridays at 12 noon. And then back again at 9 p.m. We also have Wednesday night Bible studies and Friday night praise parties. Are you interested in expanding your knowledge in the Bible and in business? Visit us at wealthkingdomuniversity.com and register for some of our Kingdom Theology courses. While you are there, sign up to receive our monthly newsletters and our upcoming events. Our website is lifewordjesus.org. We ask that you would like us and follow us on all the social media platforms. Well, enjoy the services today. Continue to return and invite others to do the same. The first time we call you visitor, the next time we call you family and friend. Blessings.
Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus because he first loved me. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, we come in the precious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Father God, as we come, we confess every sin of omission and every sin of commission as we embrace this brand new day, a day that you have made, Father. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, your name is great. And your name is greatly to be praised. Father God, if we have come short of your glory in any way, shape, form, or fashion, we confess every sin of omission, every sin of commission, and anything in between, Father. Father God, we are godly sorry. Godly sorry. And Father God, we want to thank you for your love towards us, your kindness and your faithfulness towards us, Father. Thank you, Father, that when we confess our sins, when we confess and turn from our sins, you will forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And so we bless your name on today, Father. We say thank you for the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Thank you for our journey. Thank you for where we have been, where we are, and where we are going. And we love you and we say thank you for a new day, a new week, a new month, a new year, a new moment. We say thank you. We say thank you. Now, Father God, we pray that you will be glorified, your people edified as your word goes out, Father God, across the world. Thank you for technology, Father. That we can be in one place, secluded with walls and windows, and speak to the world. My God, Thank you for technology that affords us this opportunity, Father. And we know that your word will never return into your void, but it will always accomplish everything that you sent it forth to do. Thank you for supplying the means. Thank you for supplying the means to do your work, Father. And we bless you and we say thank you. Now, Father God, as you taught your disciples to pray, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Day our daily bread and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forevermore. And our soul says amen, 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 and amen. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Top of the morning to you. Welcome back to the Life with Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Amen. With Jesus Christ is King and Lord. Amen. You've already been welcome. Amen. In our opening. Amen. Glory be to God. We just want you to know that we're glad to have you here. Amen. Glory be to God. All right. Our scripture for this morning is coming from Matthew chapter number 14. And I'm going to begin reading in verse 22. And it reads as thus. Immediately, Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead of him to the other side while he dismissed the crowd. After he had dismissed them, he went up on a mountainside by himself to pray. Later that night, he was there alone. And the boat was already a considerable distance from land, buffeted by the waves because the wind was against it. Shortly before dawn, Jesus went out to them walking on the lake. When a disciple saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified. "It's a ghost," they said, and cried out in fear. But Jesus immediately said to them, "Take courage. It is I. Don't be afraid." "Lord, if it's you," Peter replied, "tell me to come to you on the water." "Come," he said. Then Peter got down out of the boat, walked on the water, and came toward Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid and beginning to sink, cried out, "Lord, save me." Immediately, Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. "You of little faith," he said, "why did you doubt?" And when they climbed into the boat, the wind died down. Then those who were in the boat worshiped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." Amen, 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 and amen. And this is the blessed word of God. Amen for, amen, the blessed people of God. Amen. And amen. Beloved, amen. We are still, amen, commemorating, amen, Black History Month, amen, this month here where we acknowledge and celebrate those of achievement. We celebrate and reflect on our historians, achievers, the movers and the shakers. And we want to thank God for them. We know it's not as many of them that could be, but we thank God for those who are. Statistics reveal that only 5% of our whole world, beloved, live their dream. That's a whole lot of people on the other side. That's a whole lot of people. Amen. But we want to thank God for the 5%ers. Amen. And God has not excluded you out. One thing that we see in common with achievers, beloved, when you do a little research, you do a little homework, they all have one thing in common. Well, actually, they have a couple things in common. Number one, they are risk takers. And number two, amen, they exercise enough faith to step out of the status quo. My question to you this morning is, are you willing to go? Beloved, those who live in the status quo, those are people who live in an existing state. Everything's okay. Everything's going good. And, you know, and you get right comfortable right there in that comfort zone. Don't want any more out of life. Oh, I got enough money. Oh, I like the house I live in. I'm going to die in this house. Okay, this car is good enough. This is good enough. And, you know, everything is just good enough. You're grateful for what you have, which is a good thing, but you don't strive for anything else. You want to, you know, live with the common folks. You want to do what everybody else is doing. You want to be in the crowd. You want to be in the mix. See, glory be to God. And you really don't want to disrupt that. You don't want to, amen, you don't want to do anything. You don't want to stretch that. You just don't want to stretch it for whatever your reason is. Some of us don't believe that we can have more. Some of us don't believe that God wants us to have more. Some will consider it pride, or you're concerned about what other people might think about you because you desire more, because you have a dream for more. Not even realizing, amen, that God is the person who put the desire in you. And he tells us in the book of Proverbs that if we would acknowledge him in all of our ways, then God will direct our path. And he will also, Psalms 37, grant us the desires of our hearts. But we don't want to reach for it because we're always considering what if. What if I fail? What if I make a fool out of myself? What if? What if? We always want to focus on the negative. We always want to focus on the negative, beloved. Never considering, amen, what if you win? What if God is for you? What if God, amen, really does want you to have it? Beloved, when we can grab enough light, amen, of hope, a ray of hope, to look through all the dark situations and difficulties in our life to know that possible, it is possible that it's something on the other side. Beloved, I come to tell you this morning that in order to be able to, amen, experience something different, you got to do something different. Because the truth of the matter is, beloved, if we would tell the truth, we all dream. And if we don't have physical dreams, we daydreaming, we have some type of vision, we have some type of hope, we have some type of wish, amen, for something different, for something better. Glory, we want it. Deep down inside, we want it. It might be pressed down, glory be to God, and shoved up on the inside of us where we are afraid to share it, afraid to discuss it, don't know how to articulate it because it's been shut down for so long. But if we can just have something a little bit different, beloved, and the thing is, we all want it, but we don't want to do nothing different. The change part, beloved, amen, is easy. Change is just a matter of just moving a plate around. If you want to change your table settings, all you have to do is move this plate over here and move that plate over there. Change is not the difficult thing. It's the transitioning. Change is an outward, it's an outward show. Amen. The transition is something that goes on the inside. And this is where God is once, this is where God lives if you are a born again believer. And this is where he wants to move in our lives from the inside out. We find in our scripture this morning, beloved, amen, hallelujah, that Peter, amen, glory be to God, he wanted something different. A lot of people got a lot of negative things to say about Peter. Don't worry about it. They saying a lot of negative things about you too. Anytime God had enemies, anytime God has enemies, you got enemies too. Anywhere in the Bible where you read about the Amalekites and the Canaanites, and all those ites in the Bible, all of them was God's enemies. So don't worry about it. And if we really was honest, a lot of us done ran a lot of other people down too, talking about people. Some of it we didn't even know what we was talking about. Something we heard somebody else say. And even if it was true, why did you have to repeat it? Peter, beloved, had a conversation. Thank God for conversations. First they cried out in fear when they saw Jesus, amen, coming across, amen, on the water. And Peter asked Jesus a question. He said, tell me to come on the water. See, a lot of times, beloved, amen, the Bible said we have not because we ask not. Asking, you shall receive. Seeking, you shall find. Knocking, the door shall be open. And a lot of times we get the boldness to ask. And for some of us that don't have the boldness to ask, we know who to go to. We just call the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries. We just call the prayer line, put it on the prayer line. We don't even have faith to pray for it. But you say, well, let me give it to some faith people. So you got other people interceding on your behalf. But then when God answers, beloved, because Jesus answered Peter. He said, come on. And then, amen, Peter responded to the instructions, and Peter came. The Bible says that Peter got down out of the boat. That means he had to stand up, move his legs, move his feet, one step at a time. Huh? He didn't get there in a moment. He got there one step at a time. He stepped out on faith. He was obedient to the instructions of the Lord. A lot of times we want a miracle from God, but we don't want to obey. We want God to do supernatural things in our family, supernatural things in our health, supernatural things in our ministry, supernatural in our money, everything supernatural. Huh? But then when God gives us a word of instructions, it wasn't even nothing simple. He didn't say run around the block 25 times. He didn't say pray for 35 hours. He just gave him one word. He said, come, use your faith, stand up and walk. And Peter did it. Beloved, is it possible that those who are great achievers, those who have accomplished any form of admiral success are obedient people? Obedient to the spirit within them, obedient to the God within them, obedient people? Not afraid what everybody else is going to say? They don't even care. They could care less your opinion on this thing because, what, everybody got an opinion. And they ain't concerned about yours. Peter was successful. Peter did something that nobody ever did before. Well, he was God's favorite. No, he wasn't God's favorite. Nope. None of that. I know you got a whole list of reasons why Peter was able to do that. Nope. The Bible doesn't substantiate any of that. The Bible gives us one reason that Peter was successful. Peter was obedient. He tied his faith into the word of God. He was one with the word of God. See, beloved, we talk too often about, amen, touching and agreeing with people, and we thank God for the power of agreement. We thank God that one can chase 1,000, two can chase 10. We thank God if two or three gather together, touching and agreeing in Jesus' name, it shall be done. Amen. Glory be to God. But we overlook, beloved, that Elijah was a man just like you and I, Elijah had blood running through his veins. Elijah had to eat, sleep, and poop. Had to bathe. One man's prayer held up rain for 3.5 years. We forget about that. Who was his prayer partner? The Holy Ghost. The Bible tells us that the Holy Ghost is a person. It's, the Holy Ghost is not a it. The Holy Ghost is a person. So often we want to run and get into agreement with this person and get into that agreement with that person. But I tell you, the first person that you need to get in agreement with is, amen, is the Word. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. See, beloved, let me tell you, God is not a genie in a bottle. And so often you have God's people, you know what I mean, they think they're in a safety zone by running around touching with this and agreeing with this person and that person and this prayer group and that prayer group, amen, but they're out of sync with the Word of God. They're living a lifestyle of disobedience but want to come and touch and agree with you on something and think that God's going to do it. That's how people like to play games with God and think God don't know. And think God don't know. We spoke, last week, amen, about God knowing our hearts. You cannot twist God's arm to bless you, beloved. Peter was successful. Now, the Bible tells us that Peter did it. And then what happened, amen, he was walking. We don't know how long he walked. But he did it. He did something that was never done before. He experienced a bona fide miracle. Anybody need a miracle today? Well, yeah, I need a miracle, and I'm praying, and I'm fasting. Well, that's good. You're good. Keep praying. Keep fasting. Okay, now what is God saying to you? Well, God told me to do this, but I ain't in agreement with that. Hold up, baby. Excuse me? God told me to do that, but if I do that, I'm going to look stupid. If I do that, I ain't going to have no money left. If I do that, I think the devil talking to me. Oh, hold up, baby. Very rarely will God give you a word of instruction that makes sense, because God is not speaking to your intellect or your intelligence, because most of us think we're smarter than God anyhow. God is speaking to your spirit. Did it make sense to walk around a Jericho wall 7 days? Tell me the logic in that. And on the seventh day, they walk around 7 times on the seventh day. So they really walked around more than 7 times. Tell me the logic in that. Tell me the logic of dipping in the dirty Jordan water. Tell me the logic of that. Tell me the logic of pouring oil, borrowing vessels, and pouring oil and then borrow vessels. Tell me the logic of that. Tell me the logic of putting dirt on a blind man's eyes. Tell me the logic of that. And because we want to be so logical and want everything to make sense to us, and we are so over-concerned with how we look with our family and friends, we miss our blessing. Your miracle was walk down the street 3 weeks ago, pass you right by. Because you trying to make sense of everything. Well, I believe that God is telling me to do this, but I just want to wait. Wait for what? You don't even know how many more days you got to live. I'm about wait. That's how the devil trick us up. Peter could have said, okay, well, all right, Lord, well, I ain't going to walk this time, but all right, when the next storm comes, okay, I'm going to be ready, guys. I'm going to be the first one in line. He could have went there with him. He sees the opportunity. See, we don't want to seize the opportunity because we keep making excuses. And that's why people live in mediocre. The have and the have nots. Jesus said this. Write the scripture down. Jesus said in St. John. No, let's look at Mark. Chapter 14, verse 7. This is what Jesus said. For ye have the poor with you always. And that's not the only place you can find it. He says it's going to always be poor folks. It's going to always be some sick folks. It's going to always be some unsaved folks. Because they don't believe. They just don't believe. And they not willing to do nothing different. They ain't willing to do nothing different. God will always give you something to do. Even when he tell you to be still, beloved, you got to be looking for God while you being still. He will always give you something to do. Why? Because without faith, it is impossible to please him. Peter did good. Amen. Glory be to God. And we know the rest of the story. When he took his eyes off the Lord and started looking at his circumstances. That's where the devil locks us up. Because we walk by faith and not by sight. Because we're walking in the invisible realm. And when we don't see it, we want to be like doubting Thomas. Thomas told the disciples, when I see Jesus, I'm going to believe it. Until I see him, amen, I ain't going to believe he rose from the dead. When he took his eyes off the Lord and shifted on the wind, he began to sink. If God ain't first, baby, ain't nothing happening. Let me tell you right now, there ain't nothing happening. If God is not first, what shall it profit a man to gain the whole wide world and lose his soul? But now, Jesus reached out, caught him. He ain't going to let you sink. Come on, somebody give God some praise. He ain't going to let you sink because he knew Peter's heart. He just knew that Peter was distracted. He told Peter, you of little faith. Now, we got to give Peter a round of applause here. Because Jesus didn't say, hey, you of no faith. He didn't say Peter didn't have no faith. He said Peter had a little bit of faith. I tell you right now, a little bit of faith better than no faith, beloved. How much faith you got? How much faith you got? Jesus came that we may have life and have life more abundantly. That's every area of our life. It is God's desire for us to prosper, be in good health, even as our soul prospers. So therefore, God wants us whole, amen, in our spirit, and our soul, and our body, and our mind, and our relationship, and our finances, everything whole, nothing broken. That is God's will for you. That is God's will. Glory be to God. And to go over and beyond that. Maybe some of you today are walking through difficult places. Maybe some of you are. Maybe the waters are raging. Maybe you're trying to go somewhere. Every time you stand up, you get knocked down. Glory be. Every time you try to go forward, amen, you take two steps backwards. Hallelujah, my hallelujah advice to you today, beloved, amen, is to persist until you succeed. Keep going. Why? Because it's God's will for you to go. It's God's will for you to win. It's God's will. Your faith, glory be to God, is being tested. That's all. To see how much you truly do believe God. Beloved, this is the year for us to bring the dream out. I preached a sermon on yesterday. Glory be to God. Dream out loud. Dream out loud. It's time for us to stop talking about it, thinking about it, and it's time for us to start being about it. Amen. Glory be to God. Well, that was her. That ain't me. Why ain't it you? Oh, God love you more than God love that person over there? Yeah, but they ain't got the same gift. I don't have the gift they got. Yeah, and they ain't got the gift you got either. What about your gift? What you bringing to the table? Because you got something. You got something to make a contribution to this generation and the next generation too. It's something on the inside of you. It might seem small. So what? That one jar of oil was small. Huh? That widow's two mites was small. Glory be to the seed is always small. But baby, let me tell you something. Go on the internet and Google. See what the forest look like. Look at Mother Nature. Just go Google it. You know where all that started from? One seed. One seed. Hallelujah. Beloved, it's time to live your best life because you don't have but one. But if you're scared, life is so dull when you're scared. You're bored crazy. You're in and out of depression, suppression. You don't know what's going on with you. You got headaches. You feel you bored. Because your life is boring. Because you're scared to step out and take a direction and take a step in the direction God is calling you. You got all type of gifts in you. You got music in you. You got books in you. You got songs in you. You got businesses in you. You got ideas in you. You got ministries in you. You got all this stuff in you, and you're boring. Sitting around wasting time on social media and watching TV and letting life pass you by. Jesus didn't die for you to sit, die in front of the boob tube. He's trying to put your picture up in there. There's something on the inside of you that God wants to bring out of you. Will you move with the Spirit? All you got to do is ask him. And when he answers you, don't question him. Just obey. What's the next move, Father? Some of us need to ask God who we are because we don't even know who we are. We don't know who we are. God, why was I born? What do you want me to do? What part do you want me to play? God, how am I going to get there? Talk to him. Act like you want some answers. And when you do, watch God move. Watching God move. Watch God move. Baby, you start with small steps, small risks, obedience. Don't let your lack of obedience stop you from living your dream. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we love you, we thank you, we bless you, we praise you for the word of God on today. And to you be all the praise, and to you be all the glory, and to you be all of the honor. Father God, thank you for helping us. Too many of your people in the bottom of the food chain, what a sad testimony. Too many of your people, Father, they can't even give a testimony because it don't make you look good. But Father God, it's not your fault. Father God, we pray right now, Father God, for faith to believe in you, faith to believe in ourselves, and faith to start believing in one another and know that all things are possible. All things. Father, the only difference from those, Father God, achievers and the non-achievers is because they was willing to exercise their faith and take a risk as they walked, Father God, in obedience. That was really it. Because you always guide, Father, you always supply where you guide. So, Father God, we pray right now this day that you will help us to start thinking higher. We think too low. We thinking, but we thinking too low. Help us, Father, to elevate our thinking and to think high. You say your ways are higher than our ways and your thoughts are higher than our thoughts. You didn't say we couldn't have them, but you say, Father God, we got to come up. We got to bump it up. We got to bump it up, and faith will take us there. Thank you for helping us, God. And help us to get around people, Father God. To get around some people that's doing something. Oh, Father God, hallelujah. Statistics show that the closest five people to us determine who we are and where we going. All we got to look at is the four or five people closest to us. Father God, help us to get into a different circle. Not because we better, but because we going somewhere. Because we were created to be there. And our soul says, amen, amen, and amen. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy and righteous name. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We want to invite you, amen, to come and meet us. Amen. At the altar of prayer today. Amen, as we will be praying at 12 o'clock and then back at 9 o'clock. We're going to pray, we're going to pray, we're going to pray, and we're going to keep on praying. Amen. And to God be all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. Amen. Our entrepreneur spotlight is coming up. Amen. Glory be to God. We'll be reaching out to each and every one of you who would like to participate in that upcoming event. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Anyone that desires, amen, to travel to Noah's Ark. Amen. I forgot what state it's in. Now, Pastor Erica is forming that. She needs your name. And she wants to know if you have an interest. Because number one, if she don't have enough people, then we won't be going. Amen. And then she has to calculate, she needs to let the hotel know how many rooms we're going to need. So she needs all those, that data, so she can come up with the numbers. All right, to let everybody know how much it's going to cost. All right, so if you'd like to go, amen. And where is Noah's Ark? Noah's Ark is where is it at? Isn't it I don't know. Kentucky. I think it's in Kentucky. All right. But and wherever it is, amen. You know if you want to go. Amen. And to God be all the praise, the glory, and the honor. All right. That's it. That's it. That's it. Amen. Hallelujah. And to God be praised. We're praying that everybody have a good day today, a marvelous day, a beautiful day, a fantastic day. Hallelujah. And be safe. Father God, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time today. We cancel bad news. We cancel tears. We cancel sorrow. We cancel premature death. We cancel it. We cancel it. We cancel it. Amen. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power. Both now and forever. And the church said amen, 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 and amen. Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. In Jesus Christ, he is the Lord. Amen. Pastor Bradford signing out. And I love you all. Amen. Have a wonderful day. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hey,